Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm Allison Stockman. I'm the artistic director of Constellation Theater Company.
Yes, the acclaimed Constellation Theater always gets a ton of Helen Hayes nominations and wins every year, so you're always doing great work. But this time we're here to talk about the new show Incognito by Nick Payne. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so you're directing this show. You know what it's about, and I know what it's about from reading the thing. But the audiences, give them the basic, I guess, like premise, the general setup here of what the show's about.
Okay, it's a fascinating transatlantic mystery that interweaves three stories and 20 characters played by an ensemble of four actors. There is a character, Thomas Harvey, who's based on a historical figure, who was the pathologist at Albert Einstein's autopsy and stole his brain for scientific research. There is a musician who suffers seizures and has a brain surgery where they remove his hippocampi, and so he can't form any more short-term memory. So he spends his whole life waiting for his fiance to return so they can go on a honeymoon. And then the third story is about a neuropsychologist who is in her first relationship with another woman.
Wow. So those are the three stories that all intertwine. That's going to be fascinating. All right. And who plays each of the, like, let's break them down one at a time. So I think that'll be easiest. So, all right. So the Albert Einstein autopsy one, the scientist, who's playing the scientist? What makes them great for the role?
Marcus Kidd is playing the scientist, and he is very charismatic and passionate, which is wonderful because his character is winds up being a self-deluded. So I think that we still are rooting for his character because Marcus brings such energy and appeal to the role.
Awesome. And then the second storyline, the musician with the seizure, who's playing the musician? And I guess, you know, as well, I guess who's his devoted fiance who plays her as well?
Great. So the musician is played by Gerard Alex Taylor, who is a musician himself. He plays piano in the show. And he does such a beautiful job as this character ages over 40 years over the course of the 100-minute play. And his wonderful fiance is Ishelle Hernandez.
Awesome. And then I guess last but not least, who plays the neuropsychologist struggling with her past, the first romance with another woman? Who plays the neuropsychologist? There you go.
Yes. So that is played by Carrie Ginsburg, who brings both so much strength and so much vulnerability to this brilliant woman who's struggling with a sense of her own identity.
And who plays the woman, the her first female love interest? Who's on the other side of that?
That's also Ishelle Hernandez.
Okay.
And to give you a sense of how these interweave, Carrie also plays the wife of the scientist with the brain.
All right. So basically, I see what you're saying. So it's a lot of cast members doing double, triple, even more than double or triple, because it's 20 characters and there's how many people? Four. So I guess it doesn't really make sense for me to ask who's playing who, because everybody's playing everybody here. But all right, I at least want to know who's playing the three main characters. So I think we got that nailed down. All right, cool. All right. Well, then visually, how are you, you know, how are you interweaving these visually? Like, are there different, like, sets that kind of move in and out, like different backdrops? Are they running backstage and doing quick costume changes? You know, tell us how visually you're interweaving all these.
So this is what's wild, which is there are no costume changes and everyone is on stage the whole time. And Nefeli has created a beautiful scenic design that has a back wall that is painted with starlings, these birds, which are a theme in the play, with paper birds applied to them. And then all of the, on the sort of silver floor, there are these four translucent white boxes that can light up in all these different colors to change, that help us tell changes in location and mood. And then the actors are telling us the story of who they're playing by using a range of different accents, British and American, and also different physical approaches to their character, gestures and such.
That sounds like a really fun thing to kind of direct from your position to try to orchestrate all of that. It's much more than just a, you know, a standard typical show. You're doing some heavy lifting there to keep it all organized. It's impressive. Cool. Well, so that's sort of visually. Take me a little bit more into, you know, the great work that you think Nick Payne has done in terms of the writing of it. So, like, we've really gone in depth about, you know, the premise and the setup and the interweaving storylines and all of the, you know, plot interweaving and stuff. But what about, like, the actual prose or the dialogue? You know, like, what kind of tone is it funny? Is it serious? A little of both? You know what I mean? Like, go into, like, I guess, sort of the prose or the text, the dialogue.
Yes. Well, so Nick Payne has written a pretty realistic dialogue that, and there are about 40 scenes that are all very short. So I think that he keeps it feeling very real. And if I had to categorize it, I would say it's primarily a drama, but there is a ton of humor, thankfully. So he's sprinkled that throughout. And he's done, I think, an amazing job of telling a story that has these epic themes of memory and identity and science and family, and yet keeping it very based in the in the human scale, so that we care about these people's relationships with each other. There's a lot of heart in it to balance out the science.
I love it. And then, of course, I always have to ask, what's in the title? You know, it's called Incognito. How does that factor in to the story? I mean, I don't want to spoil it if it's a spoiler, but, you know, in general, if there's a way to sort of general terms, what's in the name?
That is such a good question. It's definitely not a spoiler, but I think it's about ultimately the unknown and how everything in life is ephemeral and can't be fully understood, because our thoughts are changing as our, like, synapses fire away, and so it's sort of an ever shifting landscape that makes it difficult for us to truly know who we are and our role in the world.
Awesome. Well, I have more than enough to work with. But let's talk more before we run big picture of Constellation Theater. What year, like, how long has Constellation Theater been around? And what's the most recent production you guys are coming off of? Remind me.
Jason, this is Constellation Theater Company's 16th season. Wow. Which is pretty exciting. And this fall we did the musical Once on This Island, which was just terrific and had an incredible all-Black cast that was telling this story, island story, within the environment of New Orleans.
In closing, pretend I'm not even here and you're talking directly to the listeners, you know, like, you know, hey, DC, come on out. You don't want to miss it.
I hope you'll come and check out Incognito with Constellation Theater Company before March 12th. This is really a fascinating mystery that will have you sitting on the front of your seat, and your mind and heart will be engaged as you watch three stories interweave that are about both the heart and the mind.
Great. And also, real quick, remind our listeners, maybe, that if they're new to the area, where exactly it's located. Are you guys still doing it out of, like, the Source, right?
Yes. Constellation Theater is at Source Theater, which is 1835 14th Street Northwest. It's right near U Street and the U Street Metro.
Awesome. So easy to get to. No excuse. You got to get down to see Incognito, Constellation Theater. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jason. And it's 100 minutes with no intermission. People,
100
like
minutes with no. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's get a soundbite on that then too. So talk about how it's just straight through. Immersive experience. There's no time to even take a break in the middle.
No, it's a totally immersive experience, and it flies by because the scenes are so short. It's really quickly paced and exciting.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it. I'll try to get this up one day early next week, probably.
That's terrific. Thanks so much, Jason.
Yep. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.